Kia ora, Dee from Waipa District Libraries, thanks for joining us. In today's podcast, we're going to share with you some information from the newspapers from the early 1930s. And these are around the Te Awamutu Library and New Public Library. So the first one is from the New Zealand Herald, the 17th of July, 1930. New Public Library. Erection at Te Awamutu, site near War Memorial. At a meeting of the Te Awamutu Borough Council this week, it was decided to proceed with the erection of a public library and reading room on part of the site behind the War Memorial. The building will face Bank Street. It was also decided to surface with bitumen part of Walton Street, which will be used as a parking area for motor vehicles and thus relieve congestion in the principal business streets. And we'll just take a short break there as we move to the next article. And welcome back. The next article is from the New Zealand Herald on the 9th of September 1931. Site for a library, problem at Te Awamutu. Opinion is sharply divided among members of the Te Awamutu Borough Council over the proposed site for a public library and reading room. Recently, a petition bearing over 600 signatures was handed to the council asking that the new building, for which there is nearly £1,000 available, should be erected on the site behind the War Memorial at the junction of Teesdale and Bank Streets. This site was acquired nearly 10 years ago for a library, town hall and municipal offices, and the cost was sanctioned by the ratepayers. Objection now turns on the practicability of erecting a library, as part of that will later on be the main block. A majority of the council is against the proposal of the petitioners. The present council proposed to erect the library on the purchased land, but at the far end. At a meeting of the council last evening, however, that decision was rescinded, but a subsequent motion to accede to the wishes of the petitioners was defeated. And that leads us into another short break before we move on to the next article. And welcome back. The next article is from the 6th of October 1931. Proposed library. Building plans before the Borough Council. Another site wanted. Although a month has elapsed since public library proposals were discussed by the Borough Council, matters had progressed to a stage, enabling a councillor to submit an architect's plans at the council meeting last night. Councillor North promoted the discussion. "Can I bring forward a matter regarding the library tonight?" he asked. The Mayor asked the nature of the proposal to be introduced and intimated that he would prefer any action to be by notice of motion. Councillor Spinley asked, was a notice of motion necessary? At the meeting a fortnight ago, the Mayor had closed the meeting at 10 p.m, leaving no opportunity for a discussion then. The Mayor, addressing Councillor North, asked precisely what he desired to propose and received a reply that it was desired to move that the building be erected on the site in Redoubt Street behind Holmes Brothers Garage. Councillor Epsom added that the proposed building included a cloakroom. Councillor North said he thought when the council rescinded its former resolution fixing a site, it left the way open for another site to be proposed. The Mayor explained that there was no item on the order paper suggesting this question was to come forward. Therefore, and considering all the circumstances, he would prefer that notice of motion be given. It would enable councillors to give the matter due consideration. Hitherto, all their thought had been concentrated on the other site. Councillor Spenley asked what the position would be in the event of notice of motion. What would happen at next meeting if any other councillor decided to revert to the original site? Would he then have to give a similar notice of motion as was being called for now? There is nothing in the standing orders requiring a notice of motion. What is to be gained by such a procedure, and it was only serving to delay the whole thing? The Mayor thought the question had been in abeyance a long while and another fortnight would not matter very much. Councillor North said he could see no necessity for further delay. Councillor Spinley, there is no necessity. The Mayor said in any case it was desirable and he preferred it. Councillor Spinley thought seeing there was so much opposition to the other side, the Council would be wise to get ahead with this proposal. Councillor North added the only way to safeguard the library fund was to place the building on its own property. The Mayor. Well, I for one was unaware this proposal was to come forward and have given it no consideration. Councillors had not taken him into their confidence in the matter. Councillor North said he had always expressed his personal preference for the site now proposed. The Mayor. But not as a definite proposal for action by the Council. At this stage, Councillor Spinley held a whispered conversation with Councillor North and withdrew from the room. Councillor Gifford said a restroom is certainly needed. Councillor Gilbert raised a point of urgency and asked for the services of a man or men to do some levelling work at the War Memorial site. Councillor Spinley, having returned, brought with him a package which contained the plans of a building and a layout of the Redoubt Street site. Councillor North, referring to these plans, said they were an unsolicited sketch. He personally did not know anything about them. Councillor Brown, and the site for this building is? Councillor North, the building section in Redoubt Street. The Mayor asked how this land came to be a library site. It was vested as a Mechanics Institute reserve. Councillor North recalled the past. He said this reserve in Redoubt Street was set aside before the councillors were born. It was surveyed when the site for the post office and police station was set aside in the very early days of Te Awamutu. Years later, when Alexandra Street was surveyed, a triangular plot was left next to the post office and the then chairman of the town board applied for it as a library endowment and got it. Thus it happened they had two library sites. The Mayor. But that does not explain how it got named the Mechanics Institute Reserve. Councillor North said he supposed that was the name for libraries in those days. The Mayor. Judging by these plans, someone appears to have been very active. Councillor Spinley said the plans came by a mere accident. An architect in Hamilton, evidently hearing that a library was proposed, made an unsolicited contribution. Knowing one of Councillor North's brothers, he had sent him, the brother, the plans thinking that he was chairman of the Works Committee. No liability had been incurred by the Council for the plans. Councillor North said the building proposed in the plan was estimated to cost £1,300. As to the Redoubt Street site, it was too valuable to remain idle. Councillor Spinley thought the layout and design very good. Finally, in response to a further request by the Mayor, Councillor North said he would give notice of motion. The Town Clerk then read, Councillor North to move at next regular meeting that a library reading room and public restroom be erected in the Mechanics Institute site in Redoubt Street. Councillor North objected, I mean on the library site in Redoubt Street. Calling it the Mechanics Institute site is only humbug. Well, certainly some interesting and heated discussion at that particular meeting. We're going to leave it just there for a moment and be back soon. Welcome back, and continuing on the discussion regarding a new site for a public library in Te Awamutu. This article is taken from the New Zealand Herald. It was the 21st of October 1931, so just 2 weeks after the previous news item. Site for new library, discussion at Te Awamutu, Triangle Reserve chosen. Opinion as to the location of the proposed new public library and reading room in Te Awamutu has for some time been sharply divided. At a meeting of the Borough Council last evening, the Library Committee forwarded a petition signed by 600 residents urging that the Triangle site be adopted. Mr. W.J. North moved that the library be erected on the Redoubt Street Reserve, and Mr. F.J. Gilbert moved an amendment that the question of erecting a library be deferred for 6 months. After discussion, Mr. Gilbert withdrew his amendment and substituted one that the library and reading room be erected at the Triangle Reserve on a site to be approved by the council, the work to proceed with as little delay as possible. This amendment was carried. Well, that certainly isn't the end of it, because there are numerous articles from late 1931 to early 1932 on a site for a new library. It would appear that the council and library committee and the public just could not agree to a site. And as we'll find out, it doesn't end there even after a decision appears to be made. I look forward to reading some more from the news from 1932 in our next podcast. Kia ora.